Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. New downloads of the Chinese video sharing app TikTok and the messaging app WeChat are banned in the United States as of Sunday. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross tells Fox Business Network,
China has been taking all kinds of data from all sorts of internet activities, and that's what we're trying to squelch.
WeChat is banned altogether starting Sunday, with a ban on TikTok to follow starting November 12th, Secretary Ross says, unless certain safeguards are put into place. Other social media networks collect data, too. The issue here is potential Chinese government access. President Trump and Joe Biden both campaign in Minnesota today.
President Trump visits Bemidji in northern Minnesota today, about 3 hours west of Duluth, and Joe Biden stop, both focusing on rural and working class voters and in a state where early voting begins today.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you, and I think you're going to like the weekend forecast as far as cooler air and more comfortable nights. For today, look for a sun and cloud mix. The rain chances are very small, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible somewhere. High in the low 80s, low tonight around 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but comfortable temperatures are on the way. High around 78 Saturday, down to 61 Saturday night. Mid-70s for a high on Sunday. Low humidity should be dry, and I think we could be in the upper 50s perhaps by Sunday night. Last official weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road. And we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Lock.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
With Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air's apples-to-apples price match guarantee, we will meet or beat any system or replacement offer that's an exact match to our equipment, workmanship, and process. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit Dell.com/businessdeals.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to join the program. Just like the big voice said, 272-9228. Just kicking off the second hour of the program here on a fine Friday morning. Feels good to have the sun out after a long, rainy week. Y'all remember the folks down there having trouble on the coast. My father's among them. Luckily, he's all right. The house down him, there for him is all right, but there are so many folks without power, people who do have property destruction.
Yeah,
a lot of my friends. It's going to be a rough few weeks.
A lot of my friends are picking stuff out of their condos now. It's a total loss.
Yeah, them, so. What a shame. But as Rich Thomas mentioned, this is what Ivan almost took the same exact course. So, yeah, nature repeats itself, or even if it doesn't repeat exactly, it certainly rhymes. This is the second hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's their number, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. So I found yesterday, Eddie, and you answer that phone call first. You get on it, Eddie. You might be my elder, but you're my gopher. I'm feeling my oats today, and I'm probably going to pay for that later, and he's going to put my face on some other person. But I found a delicious, delicious story the other day. This has to do with the Ivy League. And by the way, Biden said, I'll be the first president if I get elected, didn't go to the Ivy League. And, of course, people came up with a fact check that, well, no, there are other presidents who weren't Ivy Leaguers, like Abraham Lincoln. Now, folks had to go way back in history. It is amazing that for the last, say, 100 years, it's been all Ivy League presidents. Says something maybe about how our system actually works, but I won't go into that now. Here's the delicious story. The president of Princeton, Christopher Eisgruber, or something like that, published an open letter earlier this month getting on board with the narrative. And this letter claimed that, quote, racism and the damage it does to people of color persist at Princeton, and that racist assumptions are embedded in structures of the university itself. Dramatic language.
Ooh, of course.
Ooh, ooh, brother. Well, after doing this open letter, the Department of Education caught wind of it. Betsy DeVos. So they decided at the Department of Education that, well, we have to do an investigation. Yes, the Department of Education informed Princeton University that Princeton is now under investigation following the school president's declaration that racism was embedded in the institution. According to the letter the Department of Education sent to Princeton, such an admission from the president raises concerns that Princeton has been receiving tens of millions of dollars of federal funds in violation of Title VI.
Wow.
Of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which declares that, quote, no person in the United States shall, on the ground of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefits of, or be subjected to discrimination under any program or activity receiving federal financial assistance.
Ruh-roh.
Now, this president's letter branding the 274-year-old university racist came after a summer of all the unrest and rife, even riots. And the open letter from hundreds of Princeton faculty members also wrote, quote, anti-black racism has a visible bearing upon Princeton's campus makeup. Well, I love that the Department of Education is now saying, well, if that's really true, that's illegal. And you shouldn't be receiving federal funds.
And can we get our money back?
Yeah. Why does Princeton need federal money anyway? Same with Harvard. These massive endowments.
There's several colleges I often wonder, why are we paying them? And how they can justify it, I don't know.
The Department of Education's main contention as they begin this investigation is that Princeton has lied to the public with its marketing and to the Education Department in its promise not to uphold racist standards in accordance with receiving federal funds. Quote, based on its admitted racism, the U.S. Department of Education is concerned Princeton's non-discrimination and equal opportunity assurances in program participation agreements from at least 2013 to the present may have been false. The department is further concerned Princeton perhaps knew or should have known these assurances were false at the time they were made. Finally, the department is further concerned Princeton may, there are many non-discrimination and equal opportunity claims to students, parents, and consumers in the market for education certificates may have been false. This is a violation of department guidelines and federal law. Uh-oh. So, again, be careful defining some very potent word that is actually enshrined in law. Laws against racism and discrimination. Be careful throwing around those words because you could come up against the law. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. Talk to Clint. Hey, Clint.
Good Friday, guys.
Good Friday. How are you, Clint?
Good. Hey, I have to agree with Red Top.
Mm-hmm.
I'm behind that 100%. You know, if Biden was to get elected, man, you can kiss this country goodbye. Right. You know, he may take Alabama, President Trump may, but that's our backyard.
Right.
But what about the other backyards?
Well, people are going to have to look out there, especially Pennsylvania, which they just had a ruling from the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, Clint, where they can count mail-in ballots up to three days after election.
That's crazy.
That is. I'm worried about these battleground states with these newfangled
Florida
balloting
just
system.
Got 100 mil dumped in it.
Right.
But just like you said a few days back, Joy, you know, people move, they move in, move out, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Different names. You get a half a dozen ballots. You going to fill all six of them out and send them in? You know?
Right. No, I wouldn't.
They don't work.
I guess the point I'm making by bringing up over and over again that Donald Trump will win the state of Alabama is I'm hoping Trump supporters, as much as there's plenty wrong and to complain about, and I certainly do enough of it here on these airwaves, we all do when we call in, let's at least be a little bit happy in the knowledge that our own backyard, as you put it, Clint, we're going to be victorious. Let's enjoy ourselves for once. We're always so down.
Yep. And have whatever happened in his life, too. You know, I think Trump would take Alabama, which I hope and pray that he does. I mean, he's got my vote. As Tuberville has got my vote. And Moore gets my vote. So
there you go. Did you hear Tuberville yesterday?
I sure did.
Yeah, good seeing the guy. Good hearing from him.
Man,
I would like to meet the man one day. But I probably never will.
Oh, you'll get your chance. Just believe.
Yeah. Well, hey, I got a good line for you on Confucius.
Okay.
If I can say it.
You've been dusting off your Analects?
Yeah. You know, one time, you know, Confucius was a great seer.
Yes.
All right. And this is one thing he said. A person that goes to bed with an itchy butt will wake up with a stinky finger.
This is true.
Have a great weekend.
Like I said, Clint, a good common sense philosophy.
Also, lady who flies plane upside down has crack up.
Mm.
Yeah.
Profound. East of the Rockies.
You know, guys, I'm going to go ahead and end the call right now. I don't think I can compete with this massive intellect. But, hey, look, I really would. I would like for Princeton to go ahead and pay the money back. There's no prejudice that they against other races that they hired a Jewish physicist that had a really bad haircut.
Yeah.
And he died about 1955 or so.
Yeah, but wasn't he German, too?
German?
German. Yeah, he was German also. Deutsche. But, you know, I mean, look, this cat, self-loathing is one of the most unbecoming of prides that I've encountered in my adult life.
Hey, East, I'm working on it.
Yeah. All right. You guys have a great weekend.
Hey, appreciate take care, East. Good call. 272-9228. Let's go to Alva. Hey, Alva.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Alva. How are you doing?
Doing well. Loving this break in humidity. It feels great.
Doesn't it, though?
Oh, it's awesome. I'm looking forward to cooler weather. Did I understand you say that Biden said he would be the first non-Ivy League president?
Right, and that's not technically true. Now,
I'm sorry, but Jimmy Carter went to the Naval Academy. That's not Ivy League. Eisenhower went to West Point. That's not Ivy League. LBJ went to Southwest Texas Teachers College. That darn show at night. Truman didn't have a college education. I mean, has he lost what little mind he's got left?
It's quite possible.
Somebody told him to say it.
That is a ridiculous claim.
Yeah, it is.
I don't think the military academies are Ivy League, are they?
I don't count them as Ivy League, no.
LBJ didn't have any postgraduate, any sort of continuing education?
No, it might have got an honorary degree. I'm sure he did, certainly, but his formal education was Southwest Texas Teachers College.
Hmm. Well, and he really did learn something when Forrest Gump showed him his butt.
He was probably our earthiest president, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, there are some
language-wise, being uncouth.
When he had such massive hands, right, he would keep little beer cans, right, in his where he could, you know, talk to the crowd, but he'd have, you know, always had something to drink on him.
Oh, sure. Sure. He was a hard liver. which led to a failing liver. One of the funniest things, though, he did have one head of state, and I don't know which one it was, but he would always take him to the Johnson Ranch in Johnson City, Texas. And he had developed this amphibious vehicle. I think it was like a regular car, maybe a Cadillac. And he had developed it into an amphibious vehicle, and he liked getting people in the passenger side and take off and just drive into the river and then watch them start squeak. You know, they would squelch up in the sea. Yeah. The other thing was you couldn't ride a 16-penny nail. It would really freak them out. But that was one of the more humorous and interesting traits about him, was he would drive that invisible car into the river with somebody riding with him.
Well, one of my favorite LBJ stories, because it just shows so much about him, and it's a simple anecdote, is that President Johnson had to take a crap. Excuse me, pardon me, folks. And he still wanted to talk to one of his aides, and the aide, like, turned away from him while, you know, Johnson's on the toilet. And Johnson is reported to say, or have written down, I lost all respect for that kid that day. And it's like,
oh, he actually received a foreign head of state while he was on the throne. His schedule was so tight, supposedly, that he received the president of Uganda while seated on the throne. He was a class act.
Man. I wonder if Trump's ever lived up to that great standard. Jeez. Good God.
Trump's a Sunday school teacher compared to LBJ.
Yeah.
All right, guys, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Alva. Good hearing from you. 272-9228. But I just love that, you know, the fast and loose language of Princeton is now getting the better of them.
Yeah. I wonder how many other universities like that might go, oh, we better shut up.
Well, we don't really mean actual racism and discrimination. We mean it like in the... The idealism, like it's in the air. Yeah, like it's impregnating the air. It's not actually here. It's just all around. It's like anti-gravity. It's, you know, like dark matter, so to speak. Yeah, it's not actual. Not what the laws. Please, no, Betsy DeVos, no.
Don't be knocking on Betsy.
Now, she gets so much crap.
Yeah, she does, man.
And it's a ongoing theme this week is you get the president you want. The president puts in to, as cabinet secretaries who he wants. And it's amazing how much, despite a duly elected president, his cabinet secretaries over every little agency, how little changes. It's like these bureaucrats, for instance, they don't leave the elected officials and appointees, the political appointees do. So if their career and always there, and the elected officials come and go, who's really in charge? Especially if the bureaucrats are really genius at not fully implementing what the elected officials want if the bureaucrats don't want it.
Right.
Now, they won't be, at times, overtly, transgressive against the new ruler and the new cabinet secretaries. But they'll go enough just to stay under the line
right.
and to foil the plans. And in the Trump administration, you have seen outright insubordination.
Yep.
I mean, all these leaks to the press. I mean, every single day, it seems. It is, it's quite something to watch. And it should be beyond just, hey, they're hurting not listening to the president. It should be a wake-up call. Whether it's this president or another, it'll usually be Republicans. How much can they actually be in charge when what our system has become is this massive bureaucracy that seems permanent?
Yeah.
And no matter what our duly elected officials do, it doesn't change.
No.
Well, we're either going to have to crank this knob up to 11 and make sure that we really change things, or we might need to wake up, come up with other means, but that's a whole other. I'm not saying we need our pitchforks or anything.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
I put my
Maybe one day. Do you even have a pitchfork?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Yeah, I got one for you, too, if needed.
You got multiple pitchforks.
I have multiple.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you never know when there's a good time to... We might have to go get a posse together and round somebody up.
Right.
You know, I live in Titus. We don't have a lot of law up there. We're our own law. Remember that, boy.
Whoa, Eddie. I thought you were just an easygoing guy who lived by the lake. I see now that...
That lake is a big old hole, Joey.
272-9228. I feel a little threatened right now, folks. So we're going to hit a break, and I'm going to talk to Eddie off air. Need to know your place, sir.
My bad.
Could you go get me some coffee?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Be right back.
Local Talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. This part of the program, again, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Now, don't forget about the 55% off on all those old videotapes being transferred to DVD or digital file. Dan Black Studios can also help you out with transferring old tape cassettes. Even can take a bunch of CDs you've built up over the years, that CD collection, put it all on a thumb drive compatible with that new car stereo. They can also do video production, full video, professional video production from the ground up. So whether you have a presentation for your school, for your church, maybe in court, or, you know, maybe you want a TV commercial or an online branding video.
Great idea.
A lot of folks are doing that online video to promote their cause, their small business, their nonprofit, and it's a great way for folks to get to know you on social media. And why not look as best as you can with a professional job by Dan Black Studios? They can also edit together raw video footage you already have shot yourself. They really do it all there at Dan Black Studios, a 38-year small business here in the River Region. Call them today at 279-6036, 279-6036, or you can go online to danblackstudios.net. More than ever, folks, it's time to support your local small business. So call Dan Black Studios today and support them if you, in fact, are in need of their services. And don't forget about 55% off on all those old videotape transfers to DVD or digital file. 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. Now, I've had my slight differences with our state attorney general. Mm-hmm. But largely, I like Steve Marshall. Mm-hmm. Actually, I keep running into the guy. We don't, like, chat, but I see him from afar. Like,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, we're just going in, I guess, running in the same circles. Not really.
Yeah.
But I largely like Steve Marshall. I think he's doing a good job for the state. But can you imagine Alabama's attorney general, or any state's attorney general, or William Barr himself, having to come out with a statement like that of the South Dakota attorney general this week? Did you see this, Eddie?
I did not.
It was on Monday. Something occurred over the weekend. So on Monday, his name is Jason Ravensborg. Jason Ravensborg. He's a Republican.
Okay.
He released a statement, I believe, on Monday evening after a Saturday evening highway car crash.
Uh-oh.
Now, here's what the statement said. Ravensborg said he had initially declined to comment on the case, but decided to release a statement after rumors and stories, rumor and innuendo,
mm-hmm.
which he said don't represent a full factual account of what happened, began to circulate online. According to Ravensborg, he was leaving a fundraiser when his car, quote, struck something that I believe to be a large animal, likely a deer, end okay. quote. He promptly pulled over and called 911 and inspected the scene while the sheriff arrived. Once the sheriff arrived, said Ravensborg, neither of them suspected a person had been hit.
Wait a minute.
Because the attorney general's car was undrivable and a tow truck would have taken over an hour to arrive, the two went to the sheriff's house and Ravensborg borrowed the sheriff's personal car to drive home. Mm. The following morning, the state attorney general said he was on his way to return the car along with his chief of staff when the two stopped by the site of the accident to see if they could find the animal he believed he had hit the preceding evening. Instead, the two found the body of Joseph Boever, 55, a nearby resident of Highmore, South Dakota, in a ditch. Quote, as I walked along the shoulder of the road, I discovered the body of Mr. Boever. In the grass just off the roadway, my chief of staff and I checked, and it was apparent that Mr. Boever was deceased.
Ugh.
Mmm.
Ugh.
A lot of questions there.
Relatives of the man who was hit by the Attorney General's car were angry about how long it took for them to be asked to identify their relative, which they were able to do on Sunday evening. I believe the state is going to try to cover this up as much as they can. I don't trust this state government. The state is known for covering up wrongdoing of elected officials all the time. Well, yeah.
Hello.
That's government. Ravensborg, the Attorney General of the state, said Monday that he is cooperating with the investigation, that he's deeply saddened by the tragic nature of these events. So next time you run into something in the middle of the night, side of the road,
mm-hmm.
whether you're an Attorney General or not,
mm-hmm.
don't assume that it's a deer.
Joey, have you ever hit anything like that
before? No, thank God, no.
When you do, and I've unfortunately done it several times, generally you get out and you look for it. And generally you find it.
Right.
A few minutes after the accident, not the next day.
Now, a deer can really mess up your car.
Man, can they.
Oh, and it sounds like a person can really mess up your car, too.
Man, can they.
Yeah, I've had a close call with a deer, now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah.
I've had a few close calls where you swerve you out of the mm-hmm. way you saw them. But yeah, especially if we used to go camping
mm-hmm.
out 8 away. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to be careful at night if you're driving any time during night. And any, you know, with the lake roads, those narrow roads, the deer can pop up anywhere.
Yeah, Susanna was, for like 5 years in a row, she was tapping one a year. Finally got some glasses.
Wait, she was hitting a deer a year?
Yeah. Got some glasses. No problem ever since.
Amazing. Glasses?
Huh? Yeah, they got this new invention.
All right, then. 272-9228, 272-9228. That's just tragic right there.
It is, but that story leaves a lot, Joey. Like,
yeah, you don't believe him that he thought it was just a deer, or sheriff thought it was just a deer?
Was he drinking?
Mm. Well, politicians don't drink
right,
in fundraisers.
Left the fundraiser, the sheriff comes up. Why didn't the sheriff conduct an investigation then? Did he look at the car? Because usually if you hit a deer, there'd be some traces, where it'd be hair or something.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't completely add up.
But I don't know. He couldn't have been too drunk if the sheriff let him drive his personal car home.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't know, man. It don't sound like protocol was followed.
No. Well, it's good to be the king.
Yes.
Or the Attorney General.
True.
And again, we're talking about the South Dakota Attorney General.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some Steve Marshall.
But I've been in South Dakota. Very beautiful out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, beautiful.
Well, you did a quick stint at the fracking fields, right?
No, I'd like to, though. I would like to, just to check it out.
You
I hear
probably
it's very
make
interesting.
Bank. You do very well for yourself there, Eddie.
Yeah, I hear the guys go out there, they make money, become meth heads, and then...
You could do very well for yourself, Eddie. 272-9228. Welcome aboard. Who's this? You're on the air.
Hello?
No, I didn't want to get back on the air. I was calling Eddie Bader.
Okay, well, we'll put you on hold, Clint.
How about you, Joe? You ever thought about going out to the fracking fields or old derricks or anything like that? Man, I know some guys that have done it. Serious work.
Me too. And if you get the job, you can make serious money in a short amount of time. And I've seen a lot of folks make that play. Mm-hmm. They go, you know, work a year, if not shorter than that, and then they're over, made some bank.
Yeah.
And go back to normal life.
A lot of people did that when they were building the pipeline in Alaska, man. They would go up there, you know, work for a few years and really come home with some money.
That was just probably their privilege that allowed them to do that.
Okay.
It's not hard work or know-how
or
decisions.
No.
Mm-hmm. We don't really. I mean, we're all just part of a group here.
That's right.
And life just comes at you. There's no free will or choice anymore.
No.
No, I'm sure it was just destiny for this guy to hit somebody and think it was a deer.
Oof.
Right.
I think follow that story.
Yeah, I think that's some actual privilege right there.
Yeah.
Government privilege. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
He may not.
not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
It's our fourth annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Ryan and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluke.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluke.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Ryan.
License number 84417.
Horton Wholesale in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their wholesale floor operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 262-0920 for more information. Horton Wholesale, 262-0920.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking.
Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. I love it when I have good news for you, and I think you're going to like the weekend forecast as far as cooler air and more comfortable nights. For today, look for a sun and cloud mix. The rain chances are very small, maybe an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible somewhere. High in the low 80s, low tonight around 68. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers are possible, but comfortable temperatures are on the way. High around 78 Saturday, down to 61 Saturday night. Mid-70s for a high on Sunday. Low humidity should be dry, and I think we could be in the upper 50s perhaps by Sunday night. Last official weekend of summer. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Fights and killing. White and women gonna put me. Nothing left to say but my life.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. It's a Friday, so go wherever you like. Open day. This part of the program brought to you by, in fact, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. You owe it to yourself, folks, to see how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage refinance deal. We've, in fact, been getting calls from all sorts of listeners who took advantage of that. And you save thousands of dollars over the course of a year and really get ahead of the game and skip that initial payment. I believe it was Ronnie who called in yesterday and was singing Kim Williams' praises. And she really does a great job, makes it a quick, simple, easy process, really as simple as a phone call at 567-4223. Veterans in particular, and Ronnie's a veteran.
That's right.
You can take advantage of VA mortgage programs through Alabama Home Mortgage. And right now they have that interest rate reduction refinance program where you can get low into the twos. Really, folks, you're not going to be beat, or Alabama Home Mortgage can't be beat. You can't beat their prices, so to speak. They have the lowest rates. They're a wholesale lender. That means wholesale pricing. And if you always have dreamed of buying your very own home, but your ignorance, let's say, of the process, not that you are, but the process.
She'll educate you, man.
Right.
She will take your hand and show you how to do it and do it right. And the, one of the best things about Kim, like in the refinancing field, if she can't help you, she will tell you.
Right.
She'll tell you. I don't know of very many people that wouldn't just say, okay, you don't know any better, I'll take advantage of you.
And on that note, I know many people, she said, hey, you're not ready yet.
That's right.
And then they go back to her and they make a great deal after they are ready. So call Alabama Home Mortgage today, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We're waiting any minute now.
Okay.
A call in.
Okay.
Live from his kitchen from Jack Campbell. I'm looking forward to seeing how he's doing on this fine Friday morning.
Me too.
But I hate to do this.
Oh, boy.
But I'm going to disagree with one, I know for a fact, if not some of my colleagues here who work here on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The cool people? I've heard y'all referred to as the cool people.
We're referred to as the cool people?
Yeah.
Who gave us that moniker?
Greg Buteau.
Wait. You can't... It's like a nickname. You can't give yourself your own nickname.
Basically, he was saying, and I agree with him, that the radio people here are the cool people.
I don't know if I agree with that. And I don't know if I agree with Greg on one thing in particular.
What's that?
It's pretty serious, actually. Okay. He shared a post, and it seemed like he was a little downtrodden and heartbroken himself over this fact. Another casualty of the pandemic. No peeps.
That kind of hurts my feelings.
No peeps for Halloween and Christmas. Number one, peeps, if they are to exist at all, should only be on Easter. I don't want Halloween peeps. I don't want Christmas peeps. I don't want Thanksgiving peeps.
They have great Christmas tree peeps.
I don't want Flag Day peeps or President's Day peeps. Yesterday was Constitution Day. I don't want Constitution peeps with little wigs.
Dude, that would be a good peep.
That would actually be pretty adorable. But I don't like peeps. They creep me out.
What about
overblown
peeps?
Ghost peeps?
Yes.
It's just marshmallow, Eddie.
With sugar?
You seriously eat peeps?
I eat them, dude. A six-pack of peeps for some people is like a row of them. A six-pack of peeps for me is six individual packages of peeps. I can line them up and do them like nobody's business.
Wait, you'll eat six peeps at once?
Yeah. They're marshmallow. Like you said, they just kind of fold on in the mouth.
The only thing peeps are good for is peep jousting. You ever done peep jousting?
No, but that sounds very interesting.
I think you should try this, Eddie, since you're so smitten with them.
Well, I love some peeps.
So get you some peeps.
Yeah, yeah.
Put a toothpick in one.
Okay.
Toothpick in the other, but not in the head, not just randomly. No, put the toothpick in the peep and face both peeps at one another. And this will explain where you put the toothpick as though they're about to joust one another.
Okay.
And not too far away. But, you know, close enough, not right on top of each other. Then put them on a plate, face each other with the jousting toothpicks.
Okay.
And put it in the microwave. Put it in the microwave. I can't remember the amount of time, but enough to blow up the peep. And the first peep that pops the other peep wins.
Wins?
Yeah. And then you can try to eat it, too, but I don't know how good that would be.
I think now I put a piece of Hershey's chocolate underneath there.
There you go.
And then put it in the microwave. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Peep jousting that turns into s'mores.
Guess that's not going to happen now, though, because no peeps?
Yeah, well, no peeps for Halloween or Christmas. I think it's a good thing, because I'm tired of peeps that aren't on Easter. No, it really is a shame, though, to see all these supply lines disrupted, just more and more fallout from the pandemic. But I think we can do without peeps for Halloween or Christmas.
I disagree. Now, the Cadbury egg?
Yeah.
You can keep that.
Well, that's a shame.
That's
Now, here's an actual serious shame. Listen to this headline from USA Today. Almost two-thirds of millennials and Gen Z, people younger than I am, don't know that 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust.
Read that this morning.
Good God.
So if they don't know that, how can we expect them to know really any history?
Well, and it seems like we know Hitler was a bad guy. That's putting him mildly.
Right.
He was a monster. But how much do we... I think it's getting better. More and more people are aware of what happened under Stalin. More people should know what happened under Mao. We addressed that a little bit at the beginning of the show.
But doesn't it go back to our education, Joey? Our history that we're taught? Not everyone is like you where they'll go learn history, which it's incredible that you do that, but most of us had to be forced to learn history.
Well, but here's the deal. You could have the best teacher in private, public, homeschool, whatever, and they want to sit down the children and say, hey, kids, let's learn some history. And you can try all you want, but a lot of kids, I'm not that far removed from school.
Right.
And half the game of school was getting away with doing nothing.
Exactly.
And you know this.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can try, but it's an absolute crying shame. And It's partly because it's not a living history. It still is, technically. We still have survivors. We still have folks who fought in World War II. But it's becoming less and less a living memory for so many. I mean, mm-hmm. we just talked about this with 9/11. It's not even a living memory for some right. people now. Right. Who are, say, you can be 18 years old. You were born after 9/11. Mm-hmm. So we do need to down on being sure people understand the history, especially of the early 20th century, what went wrong in the West, what went wrong in particular in Europe, in Germany in particular, Italy, and wake up to the horrors that can be brought on when you try to change things a little too much.
But doesn't that make sense, Joey, knowing that that many people don't know about it, and then you kind of look at millennials and Gen Z now and their way of thinking? The fact that they're ignorant to that, they never could probably see the world coming to that.
Right.
But right now, they are participating in making the world become that.
Well, let's certainly hope not. I don't know if we're going towards the Holocaust.
No, but going towards my way or the highway and away from logic ruling of...
Well, you know the name George Orwell, right?
Yeah.
Wrote 1984. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wrote Animal Farm as yes. well. But, you know, because he was so good in critiquing, demonizing, satirizing the Soviet Union, a lot of folks forget he was, in his own words, a democratic socialist.
Oh, certainly.
And do you know the name Friedrich Hayek?
Not familiar, no.
Famous economist, free market economist. I think many of the things he laid out and the way he described how the modern economy works are brilliant, and where he was given accolades for his work. Won't go into all that right now, but you know, Hayek, you know, in his Road to Serfdom, goes into, hey, here's how you get control from the center, from the government, and it takes over people and it makes the situation ripe for terrible things like the Holocaust. And Orwell, as a democratic socialist, tends to admit in reviewing Hayek's work that, yeah, it seems like too often socialists do the work of centralizing all power, and then people who don't give a damn about your socialist agenda and helping people and to the least of these, so to speak, they're the ones who actually take over. And I worry that's what's going to happen. You're going to get all these bright-eyed idealists, say an AOC. I don't know her well enough to know whether or not she really believes what she's saying or if it's
right.
for the sake of power. But let's throw out there that she really believes what she's saying. If that's the case, she better watch out, because if she and her cohort ever get real power, they're not going to be the ones actually running things.
No. But I would...
Just look at how do you think Stalin came to be? Yeah, it's not like, oh, Stalin was just this cuddly guy. No, when there's a vacuum, nature abhors a vacuum, and where there's a power vacuum, the most ruthless, when you remove all the rules and all the barriers from grinding the individual into the ground, well, the most power-hungry people are the ones willing to take over. So if we forget the history and how these things come to pass, in the case of Germany, financial collapse, economic collapse, especially their monetary system blew up. You remember the images of wheelbarrows of money because the German currency, the Weimar currency, was so worthless?
They used it for wallpaper.
Right. It's those sorts of times that I really do worry we could face that not too far off in the future.
Venezuela, you know, that's something that still disturbs me to this day.
Right, and the only way you can guard yourself against that stuff is to improve yourself, improve your household, get... And, common theme here, get your own house in order.
That's right.
And remember what came before you, because, you know, we thought it was going to be progress forever and forever and forever, and then the 20th century hits and millions of people die. So it is best to remember that history so we don't repeat it, and I am shaking my head that my generation and the generation younger can't even remember that 6 million Jews passed in the Holocaust. I remember it mostly because I went to the Holocaust Museum in D.C.
See the shoes?
It's worthwhile going.
I think there's a photo of the shoes. That, to me, was incredibly powerful.
Well, and it's also good. I do remember that. And you know, you follow a person, right? At the beginning, they give you a number. But it's also a cruel thing to remember, but the reason to get into the war. It's, you know, Japan hits United States, and we're not talking about the rationale for the war isn't to go save the Jews from concentration camps. It's a the military knows about it. It's mostly a military secret. And I think the reason we remember it is that we're a visual culture. There aren't a lot of images and video of the Holodomor, the starving of people in Ukraine by the Stalin regime. There aren't a lot of images of Mao's great leap forward and the millions and millions and millions who die. But we do have images of concentration camps as Americans roll into Germany. And those aren't even images of the worst ones.
No.
So I think it's because we have those images and we have them now in those museums that people remember. But we don't seem to remember the stuff that, you know, people write about. And I guess it's up to all of us to try to do our level best. Because you don't want to meditate on this all the time. It'll make you miserable. It's a tragic thing.
That Holocaust Museum just makes me think that that's one of those things that, growing up, that everyone should, can't do a field trip, but there should be something in your history curriculum where you follow that very closely. I think the way they do that up there is incredible.
And did you see what happened with the Jewish community here locally?
No.
I think it was a Zoom call for the synagogue here.
I did hear this, Joey.
And some pranksters, or worse, got in on the call and started sharing very virulent, very rough anti-Semitic images. And that's a shame.
It is.
It's an absolute shame. And sometimes I just sit back and wonder what the hell are people thinking of?
Yeah.
So, happy Friday.
Yay, yay.
More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. 272-9228. Nothing left to say but my life.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
The amount of your tax dollars that return to Alabama each year depends on you completing the 2020 census. Alabama is in trouble if you aren't counted. It's easy to do and takes just a few minutes to complete. Go to 2020census.gov and do it now. If you don't have access to the internet, call 844-330-2020. Again, 844-330-2020 to answer the questions. Can we count on you right now? Sponsored by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Have I mentioned my man crush on Attorney General Barr?
You didn't have to really mention it. I think it's known.
Yeah.
It oozes through the radio.
Ooze is a good word. Reminds me of that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
Mm-hmm.
One of the better ones, number two.
Much better.
That's the one with the ooze.
Yep.
And all that pizza.
Of course.
Right. To this day, I credit those turtles for my love of pizza. That and the fact that pizza is pizza.
Yeah, once you get a mouthful of pizza, you're like,
ah. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. But Attorney General Barr continues apace. Of course, he got in a lot of hot water for his comments at Hillsdale this week, talking about, other than slavery, the lockdowns have been the biggest violation of civil liberties in American history.
Is that wrong?
But we had to. Well, it's still a massive violation of liberties.
Yes.
And I wonder how effective these non-pharmaceutical measures actually have been. But we'll see in the fullness of time, or at least in a year or two. We'll be able to look back, removed from the moment, you know, kind of pass the bill.
About November 15th.
To find out what's in it.
Yeah, I love that.
But another big part, and one thing I've been paying attention to now for months and months and months, if not years, is the Russiagate saga.
Yeah.
And now we're in the phase of the Durham investigation, and I'm really worry that we're not going to get anything out of this. Now, Attorney General Barr, before the charging of Kevin Kleinsmith, the lawyer who fabricated the FISA application to get more spying on the Trump campaign through spying on Carter Page, Barr previewed that the night before that indictment came out, saying it's not earth-shattering. But y'all keep watching. So it makes me think that's not the end of it. But as we get closer and closer to Election Day, you knew it was going to happen. William Barr, and I mean, it was going on. As soon as he said, I think, to Gene Shaheen, Senator.
You're just throwing names out here.
No, let me tell you something, Senator Shaheen. He said, no, I do think spying occurred on the Trump campaign. You remember when Barr said that at a committee hearing? And the world went on fire. I mean, not actual fire at courthouses and churches. No, but fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. William Barr is now in the pocket of the president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, because we're getting closer and closer to Election Day, Kamala Harris.
La, 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 la.
And nine other Democrats called for investigation into Durham investigation. So you had the Crossfire Hurricane investigation of the Trump campaign that morphed into the Mueller investigation, which then morphed into the Inspector General investigation of the initial investigations, and then you have the Durham investigations that are handed off from Horowitz to Durham, and you have Jensen and all these different folks out there looking at Flynn and Carter Page and Papadopoulos and so many others. And now we need another investigation to investigate the investigators who are investigating the investigation.